seats. Yeah, yeah, now y'all wait till I get up and y'all start playing that. Y'all like that. I like that. I just gonna, amen. Y'all work with that. Yeah, I hope to hear some of that before we get out of here on today, or maybe when we get ready to dismiss. But we want to keep in mind that it is open season where God is blessing people and God is dealing with people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you just bear with me for a little bit, hopefully I can get into this message and then I'll eventually let y'all go home. Praise the Lord. Now, this is what they call Easter Sunday. Some people even called it early this morning sunrise. Amen. That's when people get up before the sun come up and come to church. And therefore what they call sunrise service. Well, I guess I was always a little lazy, if the truth could be told, when I figure I see the sun rise after it rolls. Amen. But I know some of y'all, y'all like that kind of stuff. Amen. I'm still praying. Praise the Lord. Open confession is good for the soul. So I can tell on myself. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the few sunrise services I did attend, they were enjoyable once I got out of my feelings. Because it just didn't make no sense to me to go to church mad at sunrise service. But I hated to turn loose that bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. Amen. And didn't have to go to work in them days either. I hated to turn loose the bed. Amen. All right. I want to talk with you here a little bit. And I want you, if you will, just kind of bear with me. Because we do know this, that it's all about Jesus Christ, though. Everything we do, everything we're about, is about Jesus. Amen. And if you miss Jesus, you'd have missed everything. If you miss the fact that he came into the world to save us, to deliver us, you miss that message and you'd have missed every message. I will say this, there is a difference between what people are calling Christianity now and that is actually the way it was years ago. Because now Christians, so-called, they drink. And I couldn't understand it because the God in me won't let me drink. Just keep it simple. Some so-called Christians, they can smoke. But again, the God in me won't let me smoke. And beside that, I used to smoke 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes a day. But the God, once God came in, sin went out. And I don't want to do that no more. Come on, say amen, somebody. We're talking about the resurrection. But yet, at the same time, I want you to just kind of go along with me here this morning. Because the mere fact is that if any man be in Christ, he is, she is, a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. And that's what I love about salvation. It makes a person new. Amen. I mean, religion may keep you in the same way, but salvation will make you new. And it starts from the inside out. Amen. It ain't nothing you do from the outside to try to get the newness on the inside, but it's got to be in your heart. Come on, say amen, somebody. And that's why God bypassed the mind and actually deals with our spirit. Because you are a spirit being that live in a body that possesses a soul or a mind. And so God asks, God who is a spirit deals with our spirit. Now, I'm trying to get on into this, what I'm getting ready to talk about. And I just kind of want to relax. Is that all right, y'all? All right. Can I take my time? Okay, all right. Then I'll take your time then. All right. Okay, so my subject today is he's the one. He's guilty. I'm going to try it again. Look at somebody and say, he's the one. He's guilty. And if you will, just kind of, I went down to the courts one time. Me and my wife actually got, God bless Prophetess Barbara. Amen. You're looking pretty, girl. Amen. And Prophetess Cuthbert and Prophetess Brittany, Prophetess Taylor, and then Evangelist Lee over here. And Watson. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Y'all calm down. Amen. But anyhow, thank God for the ministers and the musicians. Amen. Elder Blake. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of you that's here, all of our visitors this morning. Praise the Lord. But we went down to the courthouse one day, and when we went down to the court, what happened is that I watched the courtroom procedures. And so while I was thinking on last week, I said, well, I think we'll go to court this week. Now, don't faint and fall out. Y'all got quieter than the field mouse at the Kansas wheat field. As if y'all knew I was talking about for real down at the court. No, we're going to court here because there's a lot of things that that happened in the days of Jesus that, if you will, the devil was behind trying to destroy everything he came to do. Not only that, but then, if you will, so let me get into this scene, and I want you to go with me. You kind of figure out where I'm going here. First of all, we've got the judge. Somebody say the judge. Yes. And then, and that's God. For the Bible says he's the judge of all the earth. Amen. Then we got the prosecutor or the prosecuting attorney. And that's Satan. Hold on, y'all. And then we got the defense and the defense attorney. And you got to follow me here. That's Jesus. Let's go to court. So here the prosecutor, the devil, got a whole bunch of witnesses that came in the courtroom with him. And I'm trying to paint a picture around here. And then on Jesus' side, he got, he's going to pass about with a great cloud of witnesses. And so what happens is that, first of all, like in the regular courts, the judge says to the prosecutor, all right, present your case. But the devil turns around and says, wait a minute. I think, Your Honor, you need to recuse yourself from this case. Because I think you and the defendant got something in common. I think it's something about you and y'all act like y'all relatives. So what happened is that, and the devil, in my mind, went on to say, look here, who you think you are, Your Honor, trying to preside over this case. And then here the judge of all the earth said, I am that line. He said, present your case, devil. And the devil first said, I first met him in the wilderness. And when I tried to get him, I offered him the world and everything that's in the world. I showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And I told him that I'll give it all to you. I'll give you the luxury. I'll give you the dancing girls. I'll give you all the alcohol you can drink. I'll give you, and I'm paraphrasing this, all the dope you can smoke. I'll give you the world if you just bow down and worship me. But the devil said, but he refused. Look at somebody say, he's the one. He's guilty. And then he said, then I tried to get him to jump off the temple. But he said he wasn't hearing that either. And I tried to get him to turn bread into stones. And then he started uttering something like, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. But I got some other witnesses right here. Devil look back at that, at those folks that was on his side. Said, come on up here. He said, I want one of my own that I sent down to the synagogue. He said, when I sent him down to the synagogue, he got on the inside of a man. And he was occupying the man. The Pharisees and Sadducees were trying to have church in the synagogue. But because of my agent down there, he was disrupting service until that man came in. He's the one sitting over there. He came in, and the glory of God came before him. He told the man, hallelujah, listen here, with my agent in him that was trying to disrupt service, he told him, hold your peace. In other words, shut up and come out of him. And I got another witness the devil's head. Not only that, but he went down to Peter's mother-in-law's house. She was taken with a great fever. And while she was taken with a great fever, I had my agent there afflicting her. But then he came in, went over there and took her by the hand. And do you know what happened? Do you know what happened? He took her by the hand and a fever jumped over her. All this time, Jesus ain't saying nothing. He just sitting there. Then he said this. He said, now, Your Honor, you won't believe this one. I don't know if you can accept this one. I got a posse back here. About 2,000 of us went down and got a man that was down running through the tombs, down in the graveyard. He was messing up something. In other words, we had him out of his mind. We had him running crazy. We had him running out of the way. We had him bound up. We had him tied down. They're trying to put chains on him. But with so many of us, we wouldn't let him stay bound. Come on, say amen, somebody. He went through the graveyard. We had him cutting himself. We had him tormenting himself. And we were tormenting him behind him. And guess what? Then that man, that same one, he's guilty of stepping out the boat and stepping on the shore. Then that clown that one I had in charge, he said, my name is Legion. What are you gonna tell that for? He said, my name is Legion. He said, all right, Legion, come out of that. He said, everybody that tell me was nervous. He said, Legion, come out of there. And you know what Legion did? He started begging. Don't cast me out. Don't cast me out in the deep. If you're gonna cast me out, I'm talking about that same one. Yeah, that's the one. He's guilty. Don't cast me out. Because if you cast me out, we'll go into the deep. But instead, let us go into those swine. 2,000 pigs. Let us go into them. And what happened? Jesus said, do you know what he said? He said, go! And all of us had to get out. The testimonies kept on coming. The devil said, not only that, I got something else to say, tell you, Your Honor. It was the same one. I had this woman caught in adultery in the very act. I had her caught, and I encourage your folks to stone that woman. But then she ran to the place where Jesus was. When she got to him, my God, the man got down and wrote in the sand. And then everybody looked at what we was writing, backed up, dropped their rocks. He picked her up, cast seven devils out of her. It was Mary Magdalene. We got a case against him. Yeah, he been tearing up everything we've been trying to put together. We got a case against him. Then he turned around and brought in blind, the demon that had blind Bartimaeus blind. He was blind. Said, yeah, I had the spirit of blindness attack his body. And so he couldn't see. But people don't realize that it is the spirit of blindness. It's the spirit of sickness. It's the spirit of infirmities. All of these things can attack a person's body, but if done by the devil. Hello, somebody. He said, I had him blind. But then he came and called on Jesus. Seen Jesus passing. Called on Jesus. And I said, leave. I got to talk to a couple of his disciples. And I said, tell him to shut up. And the disciples went over there and said, be quiet, blind Bartimaeus. And he said, but the more they said shut up, the more he cried. And the more they said shut up, the louder he got. And the more they said shut up, I mean, he couldn't be constrained. Said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Said, bring that man here. Said, what do you want me to do? Good God, we have to give up another one. We had to give up another one. And he touched his eyes. And the blind man began to see. Then the devil said, he said, look at here. He said, I had this woman. This woman was bound 18 years. I had one of my agents hold her in bondage. She was crooked up. She was messed up. Her legs was tumbled up under her. And I had her bound 18 years. But it was when that same man, that same one, he's guilty. But when he came, all of a sudden, he said, loose her and let her go. We had to turn her loose. We had to let her go. Then he went down to Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and everybody. I had a whole posse down there. Had a whole group of us down there.
but they were binding up people, fetching them with unclean spirits and everything. And I had them all down there, but when he came through, every one of them had to leave. Every one of them had to get off. Every one of them had to back off. Every one of them had to turn them loose. All this time, the judge had listened to the nonsense. Then he said this, "Jesus, who is your attorney?" Jesus said, "I'm representing myself." He said, "I'm representing myself." He said, "Present your case." Jesus said, "I read where you said, lo, pray, who will go for me? Who's gonna go for me?" In Isaiah 6 and 8, "Who's gonna go?" And I made up my mind, "Lo, I come. I'm willing to go. And I'm going in the volume of the book that's written of me to do thy will, O judge." He said, "All right, well, what do you got to say for yourself?" He said, "Well, concerning them that said I was guilty, I've got to say this, that I've got some witnesses that can testify for me. Before I answer your plea, whether or not I'm guilty or not, I want some witnesses to testify for me." And when those witnesses stood up, one witness said, "I was blind, but now I see." But another witness stood up, said, "Let me testify. I was down, I was bound, I was troubled, I was oppressed. But how he, you anointed him with power and with the Holy Ghost, he went about doing good, healing all the oppressed of the devil." Another witness stood up. He said, "What you got to say?" He said, "Love lifted me." He said, "When I was seeking, deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, sinking down deep within, never to rise no more. Then the master of the sea heard my distressing cry, and from the depths he lifted me. This is my testimony. And now safe, now safe am I." The judge says, "I got one more question to ask you. Listen, are you guilty or not guilty, Jesus?" Jesus stopped for a moment. Then he said, "Yes, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of healing the blind. I'm guilty of raising the dead. I'm guilty of delivering the captives. I'm guilty of restoring health. I'm guilty of dying on the cross. I'm guilty of shedding my blood. I'm guilty of getting up 3 days later. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I'm guilty." The devil said, "I told you. I told you. I told you he was guilty." Come on, say praise the Lord in the Bible. The judge heard what Jesus said. He said, "Now wait a minute. You did all of this according to my word. You did it all according to the law. So therefore, let me." The judge stood up and said, made a declaration, "Thou art my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased." And then he took the devil and said, "Because you have been the slander and the accuser of your brother, right through. They called that prosecutor, talking about the devil. And the Bible says, lock him up, because I'm going to save him until the time I'm going to throw him in the fire. Hold on, somebody. Let me tell you something. There may have been a story, and you may be yet waiting for me to preach, but my message is over. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Jesus Christ, he went to Calvary just for you. He took all of your sin, all of my sins, away from us. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to die in sin. You don't have to live a bad life. You don't have to live a ratty life. You don't have to live a corrupted life. Because Jesus Christ have already taken your sin, and you ought to rejoice because he saved you. You ought to rejoice because he delivers you. You ought to rejoice because he brought you out. You ought to rejoice. He made you more than a conqueror. Come on, say praise the Lord, somebody. Come on, say praise the Lord. Keep it simple. Watch this. Guess what? He's coming back too. Oh yes, he's coming back. He's coming back. I said this is resurrection morning, as they say. One of the greatest threats to the kingdom of darkness is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. One of the greatest threats to organized religion is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. One of the greatest fears of that the wicked and the unbeliever have, and that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because in other words, you serve him or you don't. But the responsibility is no longer on him, but it's on you and I. Either we're going to live for him or we're not going to live for him. You got to make up your mind. For the Bible says, if the Lord be God, this day choose who you will serve. You got a decision to make. You got a decision to make. The devil tried and been trying to put Jesus on trial ever since Jesus came in the world. In the courts of the CNN news media, they're trying to put him on trial. In the courts of Georgia and Alabama and all of these other states, they're trying to put him on trial. Because they're saying the word of God is not relevant for today. They're saying the word of God has changed. They're saying the word of God is outdated. They're saying the word of God we don't need no more. And they're letting everything, and they're letting anything go through. And the devil is excited behind everything that's coming through today. And as a result, he still figures that he's going to win this battle. But let me tell you something. The war's already won. The war's already won. And we're more than conquerors. The war's already won. We already got the victory. Hallelujah. That's right. Don't you give up. Don't you throw in the towel. And don't let nobody throw it in for you. Because the war's already won. You're more than a conqueror. You can live. Look at somebody say, you can live. Yes, you can live. He's alive. He's alive. And because he lived, you and I can live. What I like about it is my class, I close. We're not dealing with organized religion. Everybody got a religion. But we're talking about Jesus Christ. Because in him is life. And in him is a life of men. to everybody that will believe him, receive him in his life. Come on, say amen, somebody. Amen. But in the court of popular opinion, he's not popular no more. But in our hearts that have been bloodwashed and born again, he'll always be popular. Hello, somebody. He'll always be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great diadem of heaven. He'll always be the resurrected Lord, the resurrected Savior. I ain't got to wait till Easter to talk about his resurrection. Stand on your feet. The devil is the accuser of a brother that accused folks night and day. He's the one that lies to people and tell them they can't make it. What's the use of going to church? What's the use of coming, going down and getting prayer? What's the use? Because the mere fact he know that when a person make up their mind that I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to live for God and I'm going to do what's right and I'm going to trust in the Lord God. So wherever I got a problem, he's going to turn around and deliver me from that problem. Wherever I got a situation, he's going to deliver me from that situation. When a person make up their mind they're going to do that, then the devil get mad and all the demons of hell get mad. But when you make up your mind you're going to serve the Lord, live for God, and turn your life over to Jesus, then all the angels of heaven, they start rejoicing. They start getting glad. They're like, come on, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. You that is in here, if you're not saved and you want to be saved, come on, let me show you how easy it is. You that are in here, if you're bound by conditions, cigarettes, hang-ups, vices, let me share something with you. Jesus Christ will set you free. You that have been tortured and tormented in your mind, your body, your spirit, Jesus will liberate you and deliver you and give you new hope and new life and a reason for living. Hello, somebody. You that feel like your life has been so messed up that you don't know how to put it together, he like a potter will bring that vessel, that old messed up life, and he'll put you back together again. Hello, somebody. He'll make a new lump, a new vessel out of you. Amen. So if you're in this church and you want to be free, if you want to be saved, if you want to be delivered, come on now. Move right now. Come on right now. I won't beg you, but I'm asking you, if you need God to touch you,